Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and violin music by a handful of Baroque composers, Giovanni Mossi, Giovanni Carbonelli, and Arcangelo Corelli, all of it beautifully played by violinist Augusta McKay Lodge, together with some of her excellent musical friends whom I will introduce later in this podcast, as well as talking a bit more about the music. First, here's a bit more of that opening music, a prelude by Giovanni Mossi. That was music by Giovanni Mossi. Italian composer and violinist Arcangelo was one of the most influential Italian musicians of his time. His students and his influence traveled across Europe, to London, that then as now was a major musical hub, and to Germany, where his music found the ear of none other than Johann Sebastian Bach. Corelli himself was born near Bologna in northern Italy, went to Rome in 1675, and though he did some traveling in Europe, for the most part he remained rooted on Italian soil. Here's a movement from his violin sonata in C major, opus 5. Music by Arcangelo Corelli. I love the expressiveness of Corelli's music, especially the slow movements, a quality that really shines through with the right performer. In Augusta McKay Lodge's hands, this music is at times wistful, at times plaintive, and always utterly enchanting. Here she is with an adagio movement from the C major violin sonata. Thank you. With some composers in the Baroque era, all we know about them is their music. Everything else is conjecture. Giovanni Stefano Carbonelli is one such composer. He may have been a pupil of Corelli, or not. He may have known Vivaldi, or not. By 1719, he was probably in England at the request of the Duke of Rutland, where he may have worked with George Frederick Handel, and it seems that he may well have retired from music early, after marrying into a family of wine merchants. That's a whole bunch of nice things, but real uncertainty for one person. What is known for certain is that he wrote a set of 12 sonatas for violin that were published in 1729. Here's an allegro movement from his Sonata da Camera, or Chamber Sonata, in G minor. That was music by Giovanni Carbonelli from his Chamber Sonata in G minor. Among Corelli's many followers was the violinist Giovanni Mossi, who probably came from a family of musicians who were active in Rome. He seems to have spent his entire career there performing under Corelli's direction, and he may have studied with him, though that's not really certain. In fact, very little is known about Mossi's life outside of the music he left behind. Mossi published 6 collections of sonatas and concertos between 1716 and 1733, music that shows him to be an accomplished and imaginative composer, and whatever else happened in his life, who really knows? Here's music from his Sonata in G major, from the very first batch of pieces he wrote. Thank you. This is the second Naxos album featuring violinist Augusta McKay Lodge. She hails from Oberlin, Ohio, but after studies in the United States, Holland, and Russia, she now makes her home in Paris, where she performs with the crème de la crème of period instrument performers. The fine cast playing with her on this album includes Doug Bylett on violone, a bass-sounding string instrument popular in Corelli's day, Ezra Seltzer on baroque cello, Adam Cockerham on baroque guitar and theorbo, and Elliot Figg on harpsichord. And although only five in number, together they make an absolutely wonderful sound. Here they are with the adagio from Corelli's Violin Sonata in C major. It's another demonstration of the expressive range of Corelli's music. That was music by Arcangelo Corelli. You've been listening to music from a new Naxos album titled Corelli's Band, featuring violinist Augusta McKay Lodge and some of her fine musical companions, with music by Corelli, Mossi, and Carbonelli. Catalog number 8.574239, guaranteed to provide many hours of fine listening. That's all for this podcast. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.